Title: Stretch a Swing Using Resampling Workflows in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's get into a really specific kind of jungle swing. Not the throw a groove template on it and call it a day swing. I mean that elastic, slightly unreal, late 90s break feel where time itself feels like it's bending, but the loop still drives forward. This is an intermediate workflow in Ableton Live 12, and it's very mix-minded. We're going to stretch swing by warping specific hits, then we're going to commit it to audio by resampling, then reslice it so you get control back for edits and fills. That resample step is the whole old-school mentality. Print the vibe, treat it like tape or a sampler, and build from there. First, set your session up so the math behaves. Put your tempo around 170 to 174. I like 172 for this. Create three tracks, an audio track called Break Source, another audio track called Resample Print, and a MIDI track with a drum rack for one-shots, mainly kick and snare layers. Here's the mindset before you touch anything. Think in anchors and rubber bands. Your anchors are the hits that must stay rigid, usually the main snares on 2 and 4, and sometimes the first kick. Everything else can move around those anchors like elastic. If the snare starts to lean, you moved an anchor by accident. That's the fastest way to turn jungle swing into My Drums Are Broken. Now, pick a break. Amen. Think, hot pants anything with character and ghost notes. Drag it onto Break Source. In clip view, turn warp on. Make sure the segment BPM makes sense. If it's a known break, you'll often land in the 160 to 175 neighborhood depending on how the file is prepared. Don't obsess over perfection here. Old school is rough. If you overcorrect a break until it's sterile, you lose the point. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. Then the envelope setting. Somewhere around 30 to 60. Lower values are tighter and more chopped. Higher values give a little more air between hits. For jungle, that air can be part of the attitude. Now we create the stretched swing. This is the core trick. We're not just shifting notes. We're literally reshaping time inside the audio. Zoom in. Add warp markers where you need them. You don't have to marker every single transient, but you do want control points around the hits you're going to push and pull. Focus on the 16th note offbeats, the little hat clusters, the ghost snares, the in-between stuff that makes breaks feel like they're talking. Keep the main snare on 2 and 4 locked. Seriously? Treat those like fence posts. Then pick a few hats or ghost hits and drag their warp markers slightly late. You're usually working in the 5 to 20 millisecond zone. Hats can often be pushed further than mid-range transients before it sounds late in a bad way. Ghost snares, but a little more careful. They're louder in perception than you think. And here's a move that creates that rubber band illusion. Sometimes pull one ghost hit a tiny bit early, then stretch the space after it by pushing the next marker later. That creates tension and release. You're not quantizing, you're sculpting. Quick teacher check. Measure timing by feel, not just milliseconds. Two moves that are both plus 10 milliseconds won't feel the same if one is a hat and the other is a ghost snare. Always loop a bar or two and listen to whether the groove feels like it's gaining forward motion, not just getting sloppy. Optional layer. You can add groove pool swing too, but lightly, because the warp work should be doing most of the heavy lifting. Grab something like MPC 16 swing in the 57 to 62 range. Keep timing around 20 to 40%, add a touch of random, maybe 2 to 8%, and only a little velocity if you want dynamics exaggerated. Subtle. If you crank it, you'll blur the micro timing you just crafted. Now, before we resample, do two quick quality checks that save you later. First, do a low volume listen. Quiet monitoring reveals flams and smears you might miss when it's loud. Second, check in mono on your drum bus or master. Sometimes warp transients feel exciting in stereo, but in mono they collapse into a messy smear. The groove should still read in mono. If it doesn't, you probably pushed something important too far, or you've got weird phase when you later layer one shots. Cool, now we print. This is where the old school resample vibe starts. On resample print, set audio from to master, or later you can set it from a dedicated drum bus group. Arm resample print. Record 4 to 8 bars while your warped break plays. Just let it run. Don't overthink it. You're committing the feel into a new piece of audio you can treat like a sample. Alternative method is freeze and flatten, especially if you already have effects on the break. But recording to a resampled track is fast and very tape deck mentally. And here's a big workflow tip. Resample in stages on purpose and label each print. Name it like Amen Swing Print 1. If you do another print after pitching or adding grit, call it Amen Swing Print 2 Pitch or something. Those intermediate prints are gold later when you want a cleaner version for a breakdown, or a dirtier one for the drop. Now we recut the resample for control. Take the printed clip and put it on a new track, or just duplicate it and keep things organized. Right-click the printed clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Use the built-in preset unless you already have a custom slicing rack. Now you've got the best of both worlds. The stretched swing is baked in, but you can rearrange hits like a sampler. This is where jungle starts to feel like jungle. Let's sketch a quick 16-bar idea, so this doesn't stay a loop exercise. Bars 1 to 4. Just let the loop ride. Establish the pocket. Bars 5 to 8. Create space. Mute a couple of tiny slices, usually hats or a ghost cluster, so the bass has somewhere to sit. At bar 8, throw in a quick snare fill. You can re-trigger a snare-ish slice at 1/16 or 1/32, or just manually place a couple fast hits. Keep it short, think DJ-friendly, not drum solo. Bars 9 to 16, bring in extra ghost notes or layer a second break texture underneath, filtered and quiet, just to widen the vibe. Now let's talk mixing, because warping and resampling can get harsh fast, and jungle also lives or dies by how the drum bus feels. Group your break layers and one-shots into a drum bus. On each break track for cleanup, put EQ8, high pass around 25 to 40 Hz to remove sub-rumble. This matters because warping plus saturation can turn hidden low junk into audible pumping. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz. If you need a little brightness, a gentle shelf at 8 to 12 kHz, but be careful. Time stretching can make transients spitty, and boosting top can exaggerate that. Still on each break track, add drum bus, but subtle. Drive maybe 2 to 8. Crunch low to moderate. Adjust damp to keep the hats from turning into sandpaper. And usually keep boom off, because it fights your DNB sub and makes the low end feel confused. On the drum bus itself, start with glue compressor. Attack between 3 and 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to glue the edits and the layers, not flatten the bounce. If you overglue, you kill the roll. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is a really good tapish rounding move without crushing everything. Limiter only if you need it to catch peaks from slice stacks. Catch, don't smash. If you want that classic jungle aggression without wrecking the main loop, do a parallel smash return. Create a return called smash. Put overdrive on it. Tone around 3 to 6 kHz so it bites. Then a compressor with fast attack and medium release. Then EQ8 high pass around 150 Hz so you're not distorting low end. Send your breaks into it lightly. Your blending attitude, not replacing your main drum sound. A couple more coach level details that really matter in this workflow. When you shove warp markers around, you can create tiny clicks at transient edges. Those clicks might be barely audible now, but once you saturate and limit, they jump out. Use the clip's fade controls on printed auto. Tiny fades, just enough to smooth discontinuities. Also, a slash bead against a straight reference. Duplicate your original break track and leave it unstretched. Level match, toggle between them. The goal is more forward motion, more roll, more talk, not just more wrong timing. Now, micro variations. This is how you make it feel alive. Every two bars, swap one slice, a ghost snare or hat. Tiny change, big perceived movement. Add subtle pitch variation on a ghost hit. In simpler inside the drum rack, transpose maybe -1 to -3 semitones on a single ghost note. That's old school flavor instantly. Do a one bar filter move before a drop. Auto filter, low pass 24, a touch of drive. Automate cutoff from about 8 kHz down to 1.5 kHz. Then snap it back on the drop. Classic. If you want an advanced variation that sounds very produced but still authentic, try dual grid swing. Duplicate your printed break. On the high copy, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz and push hats and ghosts later more aggressively. On the LOW/MID copy, low pass around 3 to 6 kHz and keep it closer to the grid. Blend them and resample the combination. That creates that magic feeling where the top is lazy but the body is driving. Another advanced trick, the late snare illusion without moving the snare. Keep the snare transient locked with a warp marker. Then put another marker 20 to 60 milliseconds after it and pull that second marker later. The snare hits on time, but the air after it blooms like it's leaning back. Super jungle. All right, quick mini practice you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Pick one break and loop two bars. Make three warp moves, Push one hat cluster at out plus 10 milliseconds. Pull one ghost snare about minus 5 milliseconds. Then stretch the gap before the second snare slightly by dragging a marker late, just a tiny amount. Resample 8 bars into resample print. Slice that print to a drum rack and make a small variation. Bars 1 to 4 original. Bars 5 to 8 add one extra ghost snare slice on the E of beat 3. That's a great spot for momentum without clutter. Then mix quickly. EQ 8 cleanup. Glue compressor for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Saturator with soft clip. Your goal is simple. It should roll even with a basic bass line. If the bass comes in and the drums suddenly feel like they stop moving, you either overcompressed the bus, or you pushed an anchor hit out of place. To wrap it up, here's what you just did. You created jungle swing by reshaping time with warp markers, not just using groove templates. You resample to commit the feel like a sampler workflow. You resliced the printed audio so you can arrange and edit like the classic break science approach. And you kept it mix ready with a tight, stock Ableton chain, EQ, drum bus, glue, saturator, and optional parallel smash.